Hello, folks. How was your day? You know, when I say this, I'm actually imagining I'm sitting right in front of you, looking into your eyes, having a conversation with you. So, what you wearing? That's a joke, not a good one. But anyway, what are you guys doing now? It's great to have you with me every time, even though I can't see you, but I know you are out there, right? Anyway, it's Linda here, and we are very grateful that you have chosen Keke as one of the channels for you to study and improve your English. And today, I prepared something for you. You know, it's always about songs, good songs, sometimes bad songs. Today we will go listen to a song, Lily, with an extra L. And I hope you'll like it in some way.
Lily comes when you stop to call her. Lily runs when you look away. Kisses on your collar. Lily, 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 stay. Lily comes when you stop to call her. Lily runs when you look away. Lily leaves kisses on your collar. Lily, 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 stay. One day she passed him by, a twinkle in her eye. He said she was meant for me. But when he turned around, he lost what he'd found. Oh, where can his lily be? Lily comes when you stop to call her. Lily runs when you look away. Lily leaves kisses on your collar.
轻快的一首歌啊，音乐之后欢迎回来。那这首歌的话可以在虾米上下载。接下来我们看一下今天词汇扩展部分的内容。Let's do this. When I say the word, you count how many letters it has. Alright? Okay. The first word for today is confound. Confound. Are you ready? C-O-N-F-O-U-N-D. How many letters does it have? C-O-N-F-O-U-N-D. Confound. Confound. 这个单词有多少个字母啊？好了，这是一个动词啊，它有八个字母，它的意思是使困惑惊讶，使惊疑或者捣乱。我们听一下例句。股价的突然上涨使得经济学家大惑不解。The sudden rise in share prices has confounded economists. 州长的这个选择可能会让我们所有人感到困惑。The choice of governor may confound us all. 不要混淆手段和目的。Don't confound the means with the ends. 不要乱发脾气再添乱子了。Do not confound the problem by losing your temper. That's our first word today. Confound. Confound. 那今天要学的第二个单词呢，我把这个单词的视频也发到抖音上面去了。其实我觉得每天学一个像这种高阶词汇，然后它里面有两句特别就是比较难的比较长的句子，我觉得一天学这样一个内容就已经足够了。对我来说 Calamity 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 今天第二个单词 C-A-L-A-M-I-T-Y Calamity Calamity它表示名词灾难不幸事件的意思，比如说它形容毒品是这个时代最大的灾难。 He described drugs as the greatest calamity of the age. 下面一个是比较长的例句啊，我们先来听英语，看一下你能听懂多少。 Almost all American presidents have faced a crisis while in office.Whether it's political scandal, natural disaster, economic calamity, or terrorism. But not all have the misfortune of having to deal with epidemics and pandemics.
几乎所有的这个美国总统在执政期间都面临过危机，无论是政治丑闻、自然灾害、经济灾难，还是恐怖主义。但并非所有人不得不应对区域和全球疾病大流行的不幸遭遇。大家注意一下这个 epidemics 和 pandemics 的区别，注意一下记这两个单词的区别。有一个技巧， pandemics 它有一个 p 对不对？ pandemics 我们可以把它跟 passport 护照或者说通行证 passport 相连接起来。 pandemics 它有全世界的一个 passport， 所以呢它是全球性大流全球性疾病大流全球性的这种大流行疾病的一个意思。而 epidemics 它是表示区域的，所以呢相对来说这个范围是 pandemics 比较大一点。啊、哦、可恶，出现太频繁的话整个人就突然间泄气啊，像一个 I hate it.
Give me 1 minute. Let me calm down.
好了，我们接着看下一句啊。我刚刚花了几秒钟把这个自信心找回来啊。下面一句依然是关于这个 calamity 的一个例句啊。他说，纽约人的话正竭尽全力和这个新冠病毒做斗争，并努力坚强面对这场灾难。注意一下灾难，就像是2001年9月11日发生恐怖袭击之后一样。New Yorkers are fighting the coronavirus in any way they can and trying to stay strong in the face of calamity as they did in the wake of the September 11, 2000 terrorist attacks. 我把这个文字文本调整一下，刚刚少了一个 it。我们再看这个例句啊， New Yorkers are fighting the coronavirus in any way they can and trying to stay strong in the face of calamity as they did it in the wake of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks. 美国那边就是我看新闻现在还是蛮惨的感觉。相对来说我倒是没有看到过任何中国这个报道说我们的经济怎样啊，然后失业率怎样啊，然后或者出现了什么吃不起饭这种情况，我到目前都还没有看，可能是我没有关注的原因吧。好，接下来我们看一个短语啊， in the wake of 注意一下 wake 这个单词。 wake 它作为这个动词的话是表示醒过来，对不对？那 in the wake of 它这个地方就是紧紧跟随，随着什么而来，作为什么的结果，仿效。那 wake 它作为名词的意思是违迹，或者它也表示某个人去世之后的这个守丧守灵，也叫 wake。好，我们来看一下例句啊。随着科学技术的发展，人们征服自然的能力也越来越强了。In the wake of developments in science and technology, man has become more capable of conquering Nature。上周的大会过后，民意调查显示州长的支持率大幅上升。The governor has enjoyed a huge surge. Surge 是突然这个激增。In the polls, in the wake of last week's convention. 下一个，自然灾害之后出现了许多社会问题。Social problems cropped up in the wake of natural disasters. 好 ,in the wake of,注意一下名词 wake, W-A-K-E 的一个用法。那后面的这个例句当中出现的 crop up, 这个例句这个词组啊，大家回头看一下，我也有提供一些例句在这个地方。crop up, 像庄稼一样蹭蹭蹭的全部冒出来，表示意外出现，突然发生。Okay, that's all I have for you today. Thank you guys for listening. And if you want to download this song, you know where to find it. I mentioned it before.The music application, Sammy. And if you like me, you can find me on WeChat and TikTok as well. It's Linda. I'll see you guys soon. And happy Valentine's Day. You know, it's just a Chinese traditional day. The Westerners don't celebrate it. 情人节快乐
Lily comes when you stop to call her. Lily runs when you look away.You're coming